Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Another day, another twisted, demented, Democrat-controlled dollar. Welcome, amigos. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. While you slept, little changed with Republicans. Led mostly by rhinos, of course. So you can't expect a whole lot of change. But the leftists who slept, they prepped like Santa's elves for Christmas. That's right. They worked their little butts off on an assembly line of debauchery and nonsense and lunacy. And they are shipping those toys all over the world. Only this year, when it comes to money, you're going to be shipping it to the North Pole. You need to send your gifts and your money to Santa. Now forget about Thanksgiving. At least if you measure like leftists do by treasure, then you have absolutely nothing to be thankful for. Do I need to recap how much money it has cost you over the 2 years of the Biden coup for you to live? If I just got my gas money back from the $2.38 it was under Trump, if I could just have that back, I would have probably about $5,000 additional dollars to put in the bank. If I didn't have to pay that additional $800 a month in rent that went up during the time of the scamdemic, do you want to do the math? That's $19,200 I could put back in my bank account. Do you want to talk about groceries? An average of $400 a month, mine has gone up. That's almost another $10,000. Joe Biden has cost me, my family, almost $50,000. I don't know the math. Do the math. What did I just say? $19,000, $10,000, $25,000. At least $25,000. I don't want to exaggerate it. And in angst, don't even get me started. I've aged in dog years while this man has been president. During the coup. Luckily, folks, though, we don't measure by our treasure. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. We conservatives are indeed thankful for all our true blessings. Our true blessings, folks, are, for me, people like you listening to the program. By the way, I'm going to give you guys a warning. In the new year, this program is going to be part of our Backstage Club. If you're a member of the Backstage Club, you'll get this, all of my blogs, everything for free, all the stuff that we do, virtual events, a lot of other stuff. If you're not, well, you won't hear my voice. And I'm just warning people. And here's the thing. Years ago when I first started writing, and I'm getting off track here real quick, but I'll jump back on. I wrote a couple of blogs, and a guy wrote a note on. He says, "This guy is amazing. You better get in while it's still free." That was 13 years ago. And I've always offered my product just out to put it out there. And then a friend of mine said, "Hey, man, this is what we do for a living." And he explained how, you know, people put "please donate" on the site. He was like, "I'm done with that." He did this years ago. He says, "You want to read my stuff, you want my point of view, you got to come, you got to pay for it to get it." It's what we do for a living. I'm not just a writer. I'm a radio show host, stand-up comedian, best-selling author, political pundit, filmmaker, and a host of other things. And I'm no longer going to discount those services. I'm not trying to be cocky about it because it's, you know, Backstage Club is cheap. I don't know what we charge, but it's cheap to get there. So, just warning people, if you've been listening to the show for free, and I appreciate it. Oh, by the way, those of you who have donated, who are already giving money for Backstage Club, we know that you've donated, and you get it for free, so don't sweat it. But those of you who are, you know, kind of looky-loos, and I appreciate you, I really do, but we've got to migrate over. It's time to get my staff paid. It's time for me to just finally bite the bullet. And the year 2023 is the year we're going to do that. So just putting the word out there. Enjoy, because it's going away unless you decide you want to help us out. Anyway, let me get back to what I was saying, because we're talking about blessings. And we've been highly blessed. As much as we have needs, God always provides. You people always surprise me and do something very, very nice for us, as I mentioned before. People like Bob and Carol, my buddy Albert, who I know is out there listening. My friend Dale called me up the other day. Man, what do you need? What do you need? He, just ready to go, ready to help. So many people. So I still appreciate you guys. I appreciate the little things. You know, when you, we always seem to overcome. We figure things out. And I'm going to be honest with you. I have a lot to figure out, personally and professionally. Tons to figure out. My brain is mush these days. But, you know, I always have to throw my hands up and say, look, it's not me that's guiding this chariot. It's something bigger and more powerful than I. And I think you should feel the same way about your lives, but that's up to you. But here's the biggest blessing that we have coming up for Thanksgiving. The midterms. When we cook those turkeys, we cook them early. Thanksgiving is going to come on November the 8th. Get the dressing and the cranberry sauce and whatever else you may cook on that day. Always look for the blessings. Imagine this. Democrats have control of everything. They've really controlled it since 2008. They've made us have the illusion we've controlled it. We had one little bright spot in there 4 years under Trump. The people that don't like it don't like to realize that. The people that don't like Trump like, oh, what are you talking about? Well, you big babies, get over it. You had 4 good years, and you better be lucky that that was interrupted, that we interrupted their flow. Because Lord knows where we would be. But imagine this. These chumps have the House. They have the Senate. They have the media. They have the presidency in a coup. They own the universities. They even own capitalists, some of the largest companies in the world who have become just woke, right? They own the social narrative. They own Hollywood. And they still can't kill the American spirit. Nowhere in the world. Listen to me. I'm going to go all Anita Baker on you. Nowhere in the world. Oh, it's no one in the world. Anyway, nowhere in the world could a society have survived the onslaught by the left that we have taken since Obama hit the scene. You should be proud of yourselves. You should be thankful for a loving, living God that has let you watch this happen right now. You are so integral to what's happening in the world right now, and I want to thank you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
This is going to seem like old news, but it's not. It's fitting that we continue to talk about Fetterman. Fetterman is a symbol for the Democrats. Inasmuch as Joe Biden is a symbol for the Democrats at the highest level, Fetterman is a symbol for Pennsylvania at the highest level in that state. There are people in the state of Pennsylvania who would trade out a doctor, a guy who was a renowned figure in America. Everybody knows Dr. Oz. I'm not playing one side against the other. I don't care. I don't know his credentials. But here's what I do know. He's lucid. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Dr. Oz has a medical degree. He would go on TV and tell you different things. Look, it's orchestrated. Of course, it's Hollywood to a degree, right? But he'd go on TV, give you his opinions. People would clap. It's like if Dr. Phil were running against Fetterman, do you know there are people who would vote against Dr. Phil? Dr. Phil! You know what's even worse? If Dr. Feelgood were running against Fetterman, there are people who would actually vote against Dr. Feelgood. There are people that would vote against Dr. Strangelove. There are people that would vote against Dr. G. Oh, okay, forget it. Dr. Jill. She's not a real doctor. Let me get back to being serious. You have a guy who had a stroke, who cannot make things out. Things are jumbled in his brain, the same way they're jumbled in his body when you have a stroke. My grandmother had a stroke. It was interesting. She was all there mentally, but she couldn't move her left arm. She had it when she turned 80 years old. That's when she had her stroke. I mean, Fetterman has a stroke in his 50s. That should tell you something, right? Something is wrong in your life if you're having a stroke in your 50s. So anyway, he has this stroke, and there are people in Pennsylvania who don't say, hey, listen, man, take it easy. You had a stroke. Chill. His family doesn't say it. There are people that want him to continue to run. And it's not just that he's physical. He's physically disabled. He is showing absolute mental, not illness per se, but I guess it is mental illness. His words are jumbled. He can't form thoughts and so on and so forth. And there are people that still, when you think about what you're fighting against, I want you to understand there are people who are saying, I don't care if he's insane. He's got to be better than the other guy. I can't fathom letting in a Democrat. But I can tell you this, if a Republican candidate were not capable of running, I would say, we got to swap him out. Don't concede necessarily lefties, but swap him out. But here's what's interesting. At the state level, they were willing to put in a guy who is suffering brain damage, and they did it at the federal level. It isn't like it's new to us. We watched it happen with Joe Biden. By the way, it's still playing out. Joe Biden said, well, let's play this clip. Here's what Joe Biden said. I want you to understand, Joe Biden's son, Bo, served in Iraq, if you want to call it that. And maybe he did. I don't know what his deal was. But when he came back, he died of brain cancer in America. But here's what Joe Biden said as he's talking about a completely unrelated issue.
And they talk about inflation. You know, we're dealing with it for a whole second. Inflation is a worldwide problem right now because of a war in Iraq and the impact on oil and what Russia's doing. I mean, excuse me, the war in Ukraine. And think of Iraq because that's where my son died.
Welcome back, folks. So Joe Biden thinks that his son died in Iraq. And didn't even correct it. But that's not what really bugs me about that clip, and I'm going to get back to Fetterman in just a second. You may miss certain things about Joe Biden, but I don't miss them. See, Joe Biden is talking about inflation. Joe Biden created inflation in America. I'm not talking about the physical, the literal definition. I'm talking about what we're going through right now. This massive inflation is a creation of Joe Biden. 100%. And yet, this man wants you to believe that inflation, now we've talked about this, is a worldwide problem due to the war in, as he put it, Iraq, which, good to him, he at least corrected that. It took him a few seconds, but he finally corrected that and made it the war in Ukraine and then Russia. And he's blaming what had already begun. If you take Russia and Ukraine out and you just look at where inflation was at that moment, who do you blame for that? We'll get back to that. Because Democrats have somebody to blame for everything that they create. They're like kids. They break the lamp. The cat did it. My brother did it. It's never them. It's always going to be somebody else. So, as I said before, Joe Biden wants you to believe it's the impact on oil because of the war in Ukraine that he has nothing to do. He didn't start it. He didn't kick Putin off with this thing. He didn't make the comment, you know, hey, he can go, as long as he goes in, you know, it just does a little bit. If you remember, the media made a big deal and said, what is Joe Biden saying? It's almost like he's inviting Russia to go in Ukraine. Well, that's what he did. And that began some of the problems. But they had already started. And they already started because Joe Biden started undoing all the good work of Joe Biden. Now I'm starting to be a Joe Biden. Of Donald Trump. Now I want to go back to this worldwide problem. I talked about it the other day. The trickle effect of something happening in America because we control the economy of the world. It's just a fact. So Joe Biden says, well, look at what's going on all over the world. There's inflation all over the world. It's not just me. The inflation all over the world has to do with the amount of money that these clowns are printing and spending. They are ruining the dollar. And I mean, I'm not going to try to play economics with you on the program here today because it'll be too boring. But understand this. You weakened America, you weakened the world. And that's what Joe Biden did. $6 trillion or more and counting of money that got put into circulation over this COVID lie. The reason why all these economies are weak is all these economies bought into the lie. All the elites decided to suck trillions of dollars, mostly out of America, but all over the world, trillions of dollars out of the producing economy that Donald Trump had really running. He had it fueled and running. Make America great again, America first. But he went to Poland and said, make Poland great again, Poland first. Think of your country that way. He was building this spirit within all these countries to do things the right way, to feel the spirit of your country and work to that. Because Democrats like to spread doom and despair. And Trump was quite the opposite. And they couldn't have him spreading good cheer all over the world.
Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA says there's a shortage of amoxicillin used by children. The drug, often used to treat bacterial infections, comes in tablets, capsules, and as a liquid. It's the liquid that's in short supply, although major pharmacies haven't yet reported many problems. The Department of Justice is announcing a huge bust in a catalytic converter theft ring.
The Department of Justice took a big crack at catalytic converter thieves, announcing raids and arrests on Wednesday to break up a network of thieves, dealers, and processors. Searches and seizures occurred in California, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Nevada, North Carolina, and Virginia. It's estimated this crime has netted hundreds of millions of dollars. The precious metals in catalytic converters is why they're so valuable.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Deranged Democrats is what we talk about every day on this show. And it's a compliment to them. I could go far worse. Democrats actually take pride in their derangement. You see it all around. They take pride that Joe Biden, of clearly a brain-dead moron, was cheated into the office. Over Trump. Not because Trump was so bad. Not because Biden's better. Certainly not. And it's proven itself out. And they still want him. At least the elites pretend they want him. We know in reality they don't. They hide out. Nobody wants to say, you know what? I'm sick of Biden. Oh, they hint at it. They allude to it. But they won't tell you for sure. But then they Fetterman, look at what's going on with him. They want to put this guy into office. These are the people who want to defund the police and take away your guns. And then you go look at retail. Look at corporate America who suffers from this, who the CVSs, the Walgreens, the Targets who say, we're pulling out of San Francisco. We're pulling out of this location. We're pulling out of here. Why? Because Democrats say you can loot up to $950 and you go steal. Up to $950, and we're going to call it a misdemeanor. So the police, who are already looking at being defunded, are saying, you know what? It's not a major crime. I'm looking the other way. And they wonder why, take it to its logical end, nobody wants to put a store in the areas where that occurs. So where are these areas where this occurs? You want to take a guess? In bad neighborhoods. Where are bad neighborhoods? Where black and brown people have been corralled by Democrats. So the people who need it the most, who can't afford the gasoline to put in their cars because of Joe Biden, who can't afford to jump on a train and go halfway across the city to go get their groceries, that's what they have to do just in order to survive. The little bodegas you want to know why the bodegas are all over the place? And by the way, I don't care. I'm happy little guys get to do stuff. It's because chain stores don't want to go there. It's too unsafe. Go into one of these bodegas. It looks like a prison, what do they call it? A PX, military PX for prisoners. Everything's behind things. You got through plexiglass. You say, I need that. They run and get it for you and give it to you through a plexiglass. And even the Democrats say, you got to take all that down. You're dehumanizing people. Looting, folks. People can loot, but God forbid you go to march on D.C. because you want your rights. You want a free and fair election, and you get imprisoned. But you can loot, you can kill cops, and you can ignore. They ignore major crimes, set you out on your own recognizance for murder, second-degree murder, for rape, for things like this. They want open borders, and what does that lead to? It leads to people pouring over, bringing disease, bringing pestilence, bringing their poverty, bringing their way of life over here unchecked. Meanwhile, the legal immigration system requires all kinds of checks and balances. Why? Because it's worth it. It's worth the wait to get into this country. Try to get into New Zealand. See what happens. They use indoctrination as an excuse for failure to educate our kids. They want to teach them 1619, hate America. They want to teach them that America is a slave country, and every country was a slave country. There's not a country on this planet that wasn't a slave country at one point. Somebody won and somebody lost. And you know what? We became more and more civilized as a world, even though many parts of the world, there is more slavery happening in the world than there was at the time of slavery in America. But they ignore that. Sex trafficking, human trafficking, that's all these things are occurring right now under their noses, and they don't care. Rape trees with panties all over them. Come on, bring us your tired, your poor, and your hungry huddled masses so we can rape them and let the drug cartels and other terrorists come into our country. Please come on over. They support terrorist organizations like Black Lives Matter that teach nothing but hate and division. They supported lockdowns, massive theft of the treasury for a virus that's no more dangerous than the flu, ordering mask mandates, which essentially took your way to be a human being off the table, and people did it, like Stepford children and Stepford wives, whatever you want to call it, and then they issued vaccine mandates for something that kills and maims, that never would have been approved under any other circumstances. I'm just getting started. Kevin Jackson, folks, is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. When I talk to you, these people are deranged, and then what do they want to do? They want to put people who are deranged in office. Look at the members of the Congressional Black Circus, bunch of clowns. Look at the people that are in leadership, Nancy Pelosi. Look at her policies and apply them to anybody else. In other words, you'd be in prison if you did what she did. These old white elitists, rich white elitists running this country, acting as if they want to help the little guy. The Democratic Party is a cancer, and anything they touch gets infected. That is a fact. I thought it was a joke when I'm going to play next. I thought it was a joke when I read it. I thought this guy was making fun of himself when he started the debate with Dr. Oz. I really did. I read it and went, man, that's a pretty good quip. Listen to what Fetterman says when he opens the debate.
You're running for a seat that could decide the balance of power in Washington. What qualifies you to be a U.S. Senator? You have 60 seconds.
Hi. Good night, everybody. I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania.
Hi. Good night, everybody. I read that, and I thought, whoever wrote that joke for Fetterman, touche. Way to go. Way to make fun of yourself. To open hi and good night and then kind of wait for the laugh line. And then I heard it. And it was a shocker. Hi, good night, everybody. I couldn't believe it. He actually didn't even... This is legit. He's not kidding. It wasn't written as a joke. Hi and good night. Wow. Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. And more, we should be ashamed of themselves for not being able to really make them see. Is this all that matters to you? Look, when I tell people, it's winning and losing, but it's not a game. For them, it's a game. If the best candidate were a Democrat, I'd vote for him. It rarely happens. But this is almost abuse. This guy wrote this. He says, maybe John Fetterman, who makes Joe Biden look like Socrates, is really sharp in ways we ordinary mortals have not grasped. Way back in 1979, Peter Sellers starred in the movie Being There, a black comedy about a dull-witted gardener whose simple, direct statements about trivial matters are taken as clever and wide aphorisms, catapulting him to fame and power. And this writer says, I thought of that movie Tuesday night, right in the opening moments of the debate between Fetterman and Mehmet Oz, when Fetterman started off with, "Hi, good night, everybody." He said, that could be the epitaph for our republic as a whole. As politicians of the quality of Biden and Fetterman become increasingly common. But the entire debate underscored a question that a few people, if any, are asking. Why is John Fetterman still running for the Senate? See, I'm not the only one that took notice. And I'll be honest, I didn't watch the debate. I only got the clips. And we're talking about this, I don't know, days after the debate. I honestly don't even know when it happened. But I do know this. It fits what we're discussing in the metaphorical sense of Democrats. They don't care. The first words out of his mouth should have had them running for the hills saying, guys, we have got to get rid. We're talking about the governor of a state, the guy who has the power of life and death. I don't know if Pennsylvania has the death penalty. But I know this. If this is the guy that has to make the decision, I'd be pretty afraid. Hi. Good night, everybody. I mean, there should be a shirt with his face on it, and maybe him and Joe Biden, dumb and dumber. I'm not even making light of it. It's serious to me in the sense that I can't imagine that the people in Pennsylvania who do recognize this, that they're not sitting there saying to themselves, how is there a group of folks who still want this guy to be our senator? Well, I know who they are. They're the people that want to win at all costs, even if it hurts the country. They're those people I talked about before, the psychopaths.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
That was one of his better answers of the night. But again, I'm just still astounded. I'm still stunned by what I witnessed tonight. And that they should have had more debates. By the way, I was one of the people. And this is a big state. There should be at least 2 debates, probably 3. One in the Philadelphia market, Pittsburgh market, and like tonight in Harrisburg.
That was a Pennsylvania pundit. He never said the word, but what he's flabbergasted over is Fetterman's performance in the debate. He's like, this isn't, by the way, some big Republican guy there. This is somebody going, look, guys, we can't put this guy into office. Unbelievable. I'm going to get back to Joe Biden in a second. Well, you know what? Let's just cover, before we go back to Fetterman, let me tell you what Joe Biden did. As I tell you, these guys are deranged, but it's worse. Their derangement is they think that they can tell us anything and we'll believe it. In this latest thing, Joe Biden tells the most blatant lie, and he does it with ease. And this is what I did the show earlier about the kid who killed his best friend. And he says, I told him, you know, the kid said, will you please not kill me? And I told him, yeah, but just listen, you just have to do what I say. And he goes, but of course I was lying. And the guy that was doing the analysis of him said, when you suffer from the type of psychosis this kid suffered from, the murderer, you lie with ease. You tell people what they want to hear. You're going to do what you want to do anyway. No, of course I won't go into that cabinet. You know you're going into it. You don't care. No, I won't drive the car. Of course I'm going to drive the car. That's what Joe Biden is, a pathological liar who suffers from a psychosis, along with, by the way, many people that follow him. And they don't care what you, they will tell you what you want to hear. Now, listen, you really need to stop going after our guns. You know, look, we only want these, we only want your assault weapons. Listen, I don't understand why you're mad about our cigarettes. You know, listen, we don't want to stop you from smoking. We just want you to stop. We just want you in the designated areas. You know, they, whatever. No, we're not really not trying to regulate you in terms of your carbon footprint. We just want you to be more solid citizens of the world as they tax you into oblivion. Look, there's nothing they tell you that isn't a blatant lie. I'm trying to save you. Kevin Jackson, saving lives. You know, let's play this Joe Biden clip.
How many of you know somebody with diabetes needs insulin? Well, guess what? And when Debbie and I passed this law, it included everybody, not just seniors. And so what happened was we said, okay, you know how much it costs to make that insulin drug for diabetes? Cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. I spoke to him. Okay?
I spoke to him. Dr. Frederick Banting was one of the doctors who discovered insulin in 1921. He refused to put his name on the patent. He died in February of 1941. Joe Biden was born November of 1942, 21 months later. So he obviously spoke to him in utero. Joe Biden being in utero, that is. A blatant lie. Banting, they write, received the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for 1923 following his discovery. His assistant, Dr. Charles Best, was a medical student at the time and assisted with the discovery. He did put his name on the patent, along with Dr. James Bertram Collop, who helped refine it. But the two sold the patent to the University of Toronto for $1. All three of them believed it would not be ethical for them to take profits from something that could potentially save thousands or even millions of lives. See, those are people like you and me. Can you imagine what a leftist would do with that today? But worse, you know, going back to the premise of what we're, the crux of what we're talking about here, Joe Biden claims he knew the guy, that he spoke with him. He said it with ease. It wasn't enough that Joe Biden tells a story and say, you know what, these guys patented this and they gave it away. They didn't, you know, that's the story. No, he's got to tell you. I spoke, I mean, you know, look, let me tell you how credible this guy was. I spoke to him. See, that's when you insert yourself into every story. You don't have to believe me. I could play literally an entire show of clips of Joe Biden talking about, I sponsored that bill. If you notice at the beginning of this, he says, when Debbie and I did this, I don't know who he's talking about. What Debbie is probably some legislator. I will bet you money Joe Biden had nothing to do with the bill that got passed. But you know what? We're focused on the bigger lie. How many little lies did he tell? Donald Trump came into office. He changed the way medical, the way we were getting billed for medicine. He revolutionized it. People could afford it. Joe Biden acts like he's doing something so amazing with insulin, and he's not. Just telling you, these people have a pathology. They are sick. And, you know, I mean, look, we can sugarcoat this stuff if you want. Oh, well, somebody else can. I'm not going to. I want to tell you the truth about them. I'm going to reread what we wrote earlier about this. They said the whole country, indeed, the whole world knows that Fetterman is suffering from cognitive damage. He has trouble following simple things that are said to him. Even more trouble formulating coherent responses. I'm going to play this clip of Fetterman. Understand this, folks. He's reading this clip from a question that he's already gotten from Don Lemon. Here's Fetterman responding.
What do you think the biggest cause of inflation is, and should the Biden administration be doing more?
No, I just do. I think that simply is also, we have this talk about the trillions in massive tax cuts to the corporate tax structure is well true. You know, trillions of dollars that have added to the deficit, and now they still want to support those is well true. I think in terms of being very serious about addressing inflation is making sure that those rates are brought back into a line with what they should have been, where they're able to fight the deficit.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson. So along with blaming Trump for inflation, Fetterman reads an answer, and he can't read it. When I tell you, they said, you can look at his eyes. He's reading this answer because Don Lemon and CNN have given him, they're like Donna Brazile, who gave Hillary the questions before the debate. Speaking of Hillary Clinton, you do know she's suing for $1 million to get, because she, even though she, they know she was the one who started Russian collusion, she says the legal fees that she paid were $1 million and she wants her money back. There's no bounds. Going back to this, they said, yet today, while conservatives emphasize his obvious unfitness to be a U.S. senator, or indeed to hold pretty much any job at all, the loyal leftist propagandists on The View and other water carriers for Democrats are clutching their pearls at Oz supposedly bullying Fetterman by treating him as if he were a serious candidate whose positions warranted scrutiny. In other words, how dare you question him when he's obviously brain damaged? I mean, you're such a bully. Why don't you just leave him alone? I mean, look at him. You know, show some sympathy, Dr. Oz. You're bullying when you're asking questions about his policies, man. And you're expecting him not to stutter and not to make sense. Look, if you think he's bad reading, you should hear him impromptu. Hello and good night. I go back to that. I thought it was a joke. Pierce Morgan and others are calling upon Fetterman to withdraw, but there's no indication he's going to withdraw, or that it's even being considered. They said there are several possibilities as to why not. One is that Gisele Fetterman is a veritable Lady Macbeth who wants fame and power so much she's willing to sacrifice her husband, a la Dr. Jill. Maybe she says she even thinks that if he becomes completely incapacitated, she will be chosen to take his place, as old Joe Biden hinted when he told her she was going to be a great, great lady in the Senate. There's another possibility as well. Maybe Fetterman's cognitive difficulties don't bother the Democrats at all. In fact, Fetterman may be the Democrats' dream candidate. The Senate, after all, long ago stopped being a place of great debates, where lawmakers were titans of oratory and actually sought to convince their colleagues of the correctness of their position. How far the Senate has fallen. Jeez.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.